Quick Start Kit for only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain temporarily, it helps reduce or eliminate pain. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF for Relief Factor.
Progressive understands that bond between you and your boat, but imagine if something happened to it. Without the boat, you're just Tina with too much boat knowledge. Sure, it's helpful on the water, but with no boat, you're someone who talks way too much about knots, and no one cares what a jib is anyway. Boat Tina could get away with it because she has a boat. So make sure your boat is insured. Get Progressive, America's number one boat insurer, and then go back to being you, Tina, who owns a boat. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, number one rating based on boat market share data from ratefilings.com.
Good morning, it's 9:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. An Abingdon man has been sentenced to 20 years in federal prison for 2023 sexual assault of a 17-year-old girl aboard the Carnival Legend cruise ship. 22-year-old Jalen Kelly was convicted of aggravated sexual abuse and sexual abuse and assault in December. During the trial, prosecutors presented testimony from six other individuals who alleged Kelly sexually assaulted them on separate occasions. In addition to the prison sentence, Kelly has been ordered to undergo 5 years of supervised release. A Baltimore County man has been sentenced to 50 years in prison for a 2024 road rage shooting on I-95. Quan Gordon was convicted of second-degree attempted murder, first-degree assault, and multiple firearms offenses in January for firing at another car in Howard County. Maryland State Police began their investigation after a truck driver witnessed the shooting and took a photo of the suspected vehicle. Stein on Sports and the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast next.
Hi, it's Bruce Elliott. Tim Kyle Electric is now Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Now, for years, they've been a trusted name in the electrical industry, serving residential and commercial clients with excellence and dedication. And now they're proud to bring their wealth of experience and exceptional service to homes that are looking for HVAC services. Now, during the winter weather, it's important to ensure your home is equipped with reliable heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling are here to cater to your needs, ensuring comfort and peace of mind for you and your family. The weather has changed, and now is the time to call Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Call them today, 410-876-9404. Remember, they also do outdoor lighting, plus service and sell all generators. For all your electrical and HVAC solutions, call 410-876-9404 or online timkylecompany.com. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, winner of Carroll's Best Electrician and HVAC Repair Company.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Birds with a day off yesterday, an opportunity to contemplate a 12-18 March and April, a mark that finds them 5.5 back of New York in the AL East. Tonight, they face the Royals at 7:05, taking on one of the hottest hitters in the American League.
Junior hits it well, deep into the right field corner. Meisner turns. Yes! Gone for a two-run home run.
I just got goosebumps.
Call courtesy of Royals TV. Bobby Witt Jr. extending his hitting streak to 22 games with that two-run shot as the Royals pound the Rays yesterday in Tampa. 8-2 was the final. Dean Kramer at 2-4 with a 7.04 ERA takes the hill tonight. Ravens unveil their rookie class this weekend in Owings Mills, shoring up the defense with their top two picks, safety Malachi Starks and edge rusher Mike Green. Head coach John Harbaugh says they'll stand out this weekend.
These first two guys, defensive guys, you're going to notice them. When we get out there the first day, Malachi's going to be, he's going to be flying around taking charge. And Mike's going to be flying around. He won't be calling defenses back there, but he'll be coming off the edge, and he's physical against the run.
Derby news, Bob Baffert trainee Rodriguez is a late scratch from Saturday's race because of a foot bruise. Baeza will replace him at 12-1. The favorite is still journalism at 3-1. Coming up in 30 minutes, Ed Hale says being governor could be a blast. And that is Stein on Sports.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
With winds out of the southwest, the high today should approach 87 with an occasional shower thunderstorm. That'll also be the case during the evening. Partly cloudy overnight as the low drops down to 64. Then a slow-moving front is going to result in showers and thunderstorms increasing tomorrow, the high of 86, and more rain Sunday with a high of 77. I'm Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBS.
Stay connected and informed.
Everybody, listen carefully.
Download the WCBM 680 mobile app at WCBM.com. Kim Klasick Live starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. Good morning. Good morning. Happy Friday. Yes, it's Friday, baby. Hopefully you have lots of plans this weekend, because if you're in the Maryland area, it is going to be somewhat decent. Yes, there's rain scattered here and there, but it's going to be somewhat decent, so please enjoy it. Of course, we've got lots to talk about today. Obrego Garcia, man, oh, man, he is just not beating any of these allegations that he's a bad guy. He really isn't. He really is not beating these allegations, because this guy is truly a bad guy. We're going to get into that, because yesterday a body cam video dropped of him in a car traveling from Texas to Maryland, where it appears that he was a part of some human smuggling that was going on. So we'll talk about that. Of course, we're going to talk about Governor Wes Moore. He was making his rounds in New York City yesterday. And speaking of New York City, as I mentioned on the morning drive there, New York City lost $14 billion, with a B, $14 billion in income, because there are some residents that vanished from the city over the last 5 years. Now, most of them headed towards Florida, which, of course, I don't blame them. But I thought it was interesting, because this is at a time where many New York City residents were saying that Florida was an awful place. It's a red state. Governor Ron DeSantis is some kind of white supremacist. You know, all the good talking points liberals used. And yet, here they were, packing their bags and quietly moving to Florida. Also, Governor Wes Moore is 0 for 4. We were saying before he was 0 for 3. He's now 0 for 4. He's lost even more jobs over 24 hours. This guy, I swear to you. And here he is in New York City making his rounds right at the View and the Breakfast Club. And he's like so cool. Meanwhile, all these businesses are leaving the state. Ugh, this guy, he can't catch a break, no, can he? Also, I got some information for you about Congressman Kwesi Enfume. You know, I continue to think about this. What has Kwesi Enfume done since he's been back in that congressional office? I mean, he won in that special election back in May of 2020, and I can't point to one thing that he's accomplished. But he was telling everybody he was going to hit the ground running, and he was going to do so much for Baltimore City. What has he done? What has he done? Well, I'll tell you what he's done now. All right. He had to take his name off a list yesterday because apparently he didn't bother to check whether something was legal or illegal in regards to sticking it to the man, President Trump. So we'll get into that in the next hour as well. And then, of course, we were talking before we left yesterday here on Kim Klasick Live. We were talking about Mike Waltz and the fact that he was out as the national security advisor, but he now has another position. So apparently they were just playing musical chairs. So the joke's on the Democrats, because he's not going anywhere. He's still in the administration. Real quick, before I get to Kilmer Obrego Garcia, you know what story I keep seeing, the headline that I see all the time now, like almost every single day? And I don't talk about it because, you know, I like to stick more to politics and gossip. But this whole story with former Patriots coach Bill Belichick and his girlfriend, Jordan Hudson. Brian, the producer, have you seen this with this guy? Yeah, I see this story all of the time. And I always glance at it because it's just kind of like, well, it's a bit odd. Bill Belichick is 73 years old. His girlfriend is 24 years old. That's a bit odd. But you know what? I'm one of these people where I'm looking at it like, if this was the other way around, if this were in reverse, right? If it was just a situation where a woman was dating a younger guy, I don't feel like she would be getting all this flack. Like, there would be a little bit of concern, a little bit of chatter, but I feel like they would kind of just call her a cougar and keep it moving. But Bill Belichick, every single day, there's a headline about him and his 24-year-old girlfriend, Jordan Hudson. Now, as somebody that, and I've disclosed this before, most of my dating life, I guess you could say, and even marriage, I've always dated much older. I always have. I don't know what it is. No offense to guys my age, but we just never were able to hold a decent conversation. And that's important to me. Well, anyway, so I don't look at this as such a big deal. But yes, that's a significant, as a significant separation in age. 73 and 24. I wonder what he's talking to the 24-year-old about. I do wonder about that. 73, man. But here's what I'm going to say about it. I say, to each his own, right? It, like, if this is what you want, if this is what you like, as long as her parents are okay with this, you know, if his kids are okay with this, it is what it is. I see he has two children here. You know what? I didn't check to see how old they were. Oh, his son is 38. Oh, my God. His son is 38. His girlfriend's 24. Okay, well, I can see why there's chatter there. He also has a daughter named Amanda. Let's see how old she is. Let's see. Amanda is, oh gosh. Is she 41? Am I reading this correctly? Born in 84? 41. Yes, that would be 41. Wow. Well, anyways, you know what? It's going to keep him longer, our younger longer, I'm sure. And he's enjoying life. Now, is he going to marry this girl? I don't know. But I do kind of feel bad for them. I did see where there was an interview that he did a couple of days ago. And I guess she was sitting off to the side. And the reporter asked, you know, how did you two meet? And she jumped in immediately and was like, we're not talking about that. And I was thinking to myself, like, look, all right, I'm not judging anything, okay? I'm not judging anything, but I thought that was interesting. But you know what? Like I said, if they're happy, they're happy. You know, I think sometimes we judge each other way too much these days. Way too much. And I'm one of those people. I judge people all the time. If you listen to the show, you know I do it daily. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. All right, we're going to get right into the important topics of the day. And that is Kilmer Abrego-Garcia. I know. I kept saying I'm not going to talk about this guy. But here we are yet again. Because, and I bring this to you for a couple of different reasons. Not just the fact that we now have this body cam footage of Kilmer Abrego-Garcia with the illegal immigrants in his vehicle as he's driving, by the way. No license, no insurance. Yes, the officer asked for those things. He didn't have either of those items. But he's driving, and we see, you know, up front that he is obviously trying, like, he's doing his best to talk his way out of getting, whether it's a ticket or this officer, you know, asking further questions. And we're going to get into that. But I first wanted to bring you this clip from CNN. And I bring you this clip, but it's a bit long, okay? Just go ahead, I'm warning you now. It's a bit long, but, you know, I've had on the show before my friend, Shermichael Singleton. And Shermichael Singleton, Scott Jennings, they are the reoccurring Republican pundits that occur to, or that continue to go onto CNN's Abby Phillips show, which is usually every weekday at 10 p.m., right? This is on CNN. Now, I know most of you might not watch that show, and that's fine. I don't blame you. But I thought it was very interesting, and I had to share this clip with you because they were talking about Kilmer, number one. But number two, you've got Anna Navarro sitting there. And if you're not familiar, she is a Hispanic woman. She's on The View often. She used to be, she's not anymore. She kind of, you know, rolls through there every once in a while. But she used to be on the panel full time. And then they kind of switched things up. I guess that was right around when Meghan left. Meghan McCain left. They switched the seats up a bit. Well, anyways, Anna Navarro has been appearing on Abby Phillips' show every once in a while as well. And she gets into it with Shermichael Singleton. Now, you hear Abby Phillips in this clip. She's trying to get them under control, but she cannot do it. And I just want to say up front, my friend Shermichael, it takes a lot to get him upset, okay? It takes a lot to get him angry. Usually, he just brushes things off. But I want you to take a listen to this because you will see that even in a moment where you've got a black man sitting there across from this Hispanic woman, this Hispanic woman will still sit and try to play the race card, even though Shermichael himself is a black man. Take a listen.
The question is, has the government presented evidence in court that Abrego-Garcia is a member of MS-13?
And my response...
And the answer is no, that has not happened in court. But it doesn't mean that they have not made those claims publicly. It doesn't mean that those claims are not in police reports.
In 2019...
It doesn't mean that they're not in police reports. They're just not statements that were made in a court case.
In 2019, the immigration judge at the time believe the Prince George's County gang unit and the evidence that they presented before that judge at the time that Mr. Garcia did indeed belong to a gang. This is not my opinion. People can Google this crap. They can Google this. CBS reported on this. If a judge believed it in 2019, is it now all of a sudden not true?
The judge granted him a withholding of removal.
I acknowledge
that
fact.
Which is a different issue. Hold on.
But the point remains that a judge found the evidence to be credible that Mr. Garcia did indeed belong to a gang. So now all of a sudden we're just not going to believe judges?
The judge?
We can't have it both ways.
I don't want to go too far down this rabbit hole, but my only point is that the government has not presented beyond the police report, they have not actually presented the evidence to prove that he belonged to this gang.
So police reports not considered evidence before a court of law? Do judges not consider police reports?
What was the original? It
absolutely is relevant to the argument from the administration, which is that Mr. Garcia belonged to a gang as one of the reasons of deporting him out of the country. And you guys are saying there's no truth to this. That's not true.
The Constitution is very clear. It does not say citizens. It says no person should be deprived of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness without due process. It doesn't matter what he's done in his past. This is a president who continues to twist the Constitution to adapt to whatever his vision is, to the point of the two-year-old who was deported without due process, an American citizen. His father did not want him to go, and the only access he had to his daughter was listening to his daughter cry in the background in a one-minute call. That four-year-old did not get access to a doctor, despite the fact of having stage 4 cancer, did not have his medication with him when he was deported, an American citizen to Honduras. This is what this president is doing. He is twisting the definition of the Constitution, and people like you are disparaging character to try to justify the disparity.
I'm not disparaging character. Due process does matter. But the idea that Mr. Garcia's past doesn't matter is ludicrous. We live in a sovereign nation, and this idea that people can just come into our country and do whatever the heck they want to do is absurd to me. And if Democrats want to die on this hill, I promise you, you'll regret it politically. So go right ahead. We don't want people breaking our laws coming into our country. That is a fact.
Let me let Scott have a word, and then we'll move on.
It seems to me that the political analysis of this, though, is, and a lot of average people are looking at it this way, why is it that we can let 20 million people into the country just walk across, whatever, and there's no real process for them to do that, but then we have to individually pick out every single person and go through years upon years upon years of paperwork and this and that and the other, and all we're trying to do is send them back to where they came from because they came here illegally in the first place. 20 million in with no process. How do you get 20 million out with years and years of people fighting every single case?
Well,
you can cherry pick any case you want. But the reality is the crisis that put Donald Trump in the White House was caused over years and years and years of neglect and letting people walk into here without any process at all. And now you're trying to gum up the works to keep them here.
A lot of them came in. A lot of them came in with parole. A lot of them came in.
CNN polling shows 54% of Americans want Mr.
November
Amerigo
polling
Garcia
Donald
back.
Trump won the
That's
election.
That's CNN
so
polling. So the public is shifting.
We are a sovereign nation, and you cannot just come into our country illegally whenever the heck you want, because we can't do it to any other country on the face of this earth.
Asylum is a legal right.
If you come in illegally, you have to leave. Americans are tired of that. We do not have unlimited
you
resources.
You know who was here illegally with a deportation order? Marco Rubio's grandfather.
All right, let's...
We're not talking about Marco Rubio.
Now we're not? Now that's not relevant?
No, it's not relevant.
No, I'm talking about Marco Rubio, because Marco Rubio used to be an advocate for TPS for Venezuelans, and Marco Rubio used to be an advocate for Nicaraguans and Cubans.
If you come into this country illegally, you are going home. Simple as that. We do not have unlimited resources.
I think a lot of Americans
take care of other people.
There's a hell of a lot of people other than black people who were brought here as slaves who came to this country illegally.
They're not the same as black people who were brought here against
our
will.
That's exactly what I just said.
There is a big difference. Cher Michael,
look and act indignant. That's exactly what I just said.
Let me just hear Cher Michael.
Other than the black people,
Anna and Cher
There are a lot of people from many countries that came here illegally. I think you misheard what she said. No, he purposely misheard.
She said.
I purposely misheard. So now you're in my brain.
Cher Michael, listen to me for just a second.
Is that where we're going?
Cher Michael,
I would say I who have advocated for black people my entire life and say something like that.
Because you've advocated for black people, great. Congratulations. Last time I checked, I'm black. You're not.
Okay, Cher Michael.
That's right. I'm Latino and my people are being racially profiled.
It is.
And do I have to remind you the history of my people?
Cher Michael.
Do you want to go there?
No, I don't.
Do you really want to go there?
I don't know the history of your people.
We're going to go to break. Raul Reyes, thank you very much for joining us. Everybody else, hang tight. We'll be right back.
My, oh, my, oh, my. Abby Phillips had to go to commercial. Look, we'll get right into that when we get back. First, we got to visit with our friend Tim Herr from RBC Wealth Management. He's got the morning market flash. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning, Kim. How are you? Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. Doing well.
Got some good news for you for
change.
I know there for a while, things a couple weeks ago were on shaky ground. And you never know with the stock market, as volatile as it is, Kim, and, of course, the economy, all the talks with President Trump and the tariffs and, of course, economic data. But thus far, the three major averages, the S&P 500, the Dow Jones, and the NASDAQ are on pace for their second winning streak in a row. The S&P 500, Kim, is on pace to increase about 1.4% this week, while the Dow is on track for a 1.6% advance. The NASDAQ is up 1.9% week to date. So obviously we have to get through today. However, markets are looking positive today thus far. The Dow's up 493 points pre-market. S&P 500 futures, Kim, up 74 points. And the heavily technology-based NASDAQ index up 260 points. Reason for that, of course, is we're getting some hope. There may be some talks between the U.S. and China. Also, the payroll report is the latest in really a blast of economic data we've had this week. The GDP, obviously reading, showed the economy contracted 0.3%. But private payrolls data from ADP came in weak, and the latest weekly job claims ballooned to 241,000. That is higher than expected, but what we're seeing is, you know, the upbeat jobs report, and we're starting to see, again, the fact that Wall Street's kind of mulling over the earnings reports from two of the Magnificent Seven members. Apple, unfortunately, had decreased or slid 3% in pre-market trading after posting their second quarter revenue, and then additionally, you know, they said they expect to add $900 million in costs due to tariffs. Amazon, meanwhile, increased 1% after their first quarter results. But we're seeing the market based off of yesterday. The Dow was up 0.2%. S&P 500 advanced 0.6%. Both of those indexes, Kim, posting eight-day win streaks. That's incredible. And here we are today on Friday again with all three of the major markets up again. So things are looking good. Things are looking good here thus far. The NASDAQ actually jumped 1.5% yesterday. It has now wiped out its losses, Kim, since the April 2nd announcement. That's the day that President Donald Trump announced the reciprocal tariff announcement, and now we've rallied back. So just it's a lesson learned for many investors to stay the course, hang in there when things look volatile and are not going your way. Rather than have that knee-jerk reaction, stay the course. And like I said, we've bounced back here thus far. We still have a whole day of trading activity to get through. But I'll be back on Monday morning for another edition of the Morning Market Flash, Kim. Have a great weekend.
You too. Thanks, Tim.
Kids across America are going to school hungry. Millions of kids every day. But one simple thing can help change all of this for a hungry child in America. Good healthy food and the energy it brings. With help from caring people across America, No Kid Hungry is providing healthy meals and hope to hungry kids so they can build better futures. To learn more about ending child hunger in America, go to helpnokidhungry.org today.
Find out the truth and hear the stories other media won't cover. Listen here and tell your friends, family, and coworkers to turn on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, before we got the good news there from Tim Herb with RBC Wealth Management, we were talking about Kilmer Abrego Garcia, and I was playing you a clip from the CNN panel that Abby Phillips had on her show just a couple days ago. And as you heard there, I got a text here from Susan. Susan says, Kim, please stop it. My ears. I know. It was a lot to take in.
But there was a lot going on there, right? I mean, you've got Democrats that are literally dying on this hill. They believe Orego Garcia should be brought back for due process, even though many people have pointed out that he clearly had a connection with MS-13. He clearly had a lot going on in his past. We're going to get into the body cam footage. But he's got a lot going on here. And then on top of this, when you're looking at the fact that no matter what the outcome might be in the court of law, right, no matter what a judge decides, he's not going to be able to stay here. He will be deported. And we talked about this yesterday. We're, you know, wondering whether or not he should be brought back. And many of you had great ideas. Many of you suggested perhaps as he's there in El Salvador, they take him to the embassy and they do kind of like a Zoom trial there, if you will, and let the judge decide. And then, of course, he's still there in El Salvador, in which if they want to deport him to another country from there, then go ahead. But it isn't on us. It is not on us. And so there in that clip, if you heard, you had Anna Navarro, who sat there and told Shermichael Singleton, this black man, to his face. She says, you know, I've advocated for black people. I, you know, sitting on the top of this hill, I am that, you know, liberal where, you know, you should be thanking me for advocating for black people. That's how they act, by the way. That's how they act. That's how they treat us. And here's Shermichael. He's like, look, in case you forgot or you can't see across this table, last time he checked, he was a black man and you were not a black woman. But that's what she sat there and said. That was her response. That was her response, is that she was the ultimate victim and that she should tell Shermichael what it's like to really, truly be black in this country. That's another thing. Many liberals, when they look at black Republicans like myself or Shermichael or others, they don't see us as knowing what it truly means to be black in America, even though by all appearances, we are in fact black. And so they treat us like that as well. Coming up later on in this hour, I'm going to play a clip for you, obviously, of Governor Wes Moore sitting at the table there with the women with the view. I know, two clips back to back you don't want to hear. I'm sorry. But I also am going to play for you the clip of myself on The View in 2020. And it's interesting because, you know, at that time, obviously, I was running for the 7th District and talking about all the great things I wanted to do in Baltimore City. And the way that they, you know, were just so condescending. I was polite through the entire interview. This is before I got, you know, a little feisty, I think. And because I was running for office. And at that point, you know, I was just thinking, you know, look, I've got to win over hearts and minds and I'm going to be polite and respectful. But they did not treat me the same way. And then again, this is how they feel. And you know what? Yeah, on that The View clip that day, guess who I was also sitting there with? Anna Navarro. The same woman that was yelling at Shermichael Singleton. All right, coming up next, we are going to get into this police cam footage that dropped of Kilmar Abrego Garcia being pulled over with illegal immigrants in his car.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. America's employers continued growing their payrolls last month. The government reports they hired 177,000 people. It was a better showing than analysts had been expecting. The unemployment rate, unchanged, 4.2%. Secretary of State Rubio is assuming the role of interim national security advisor. President Trump planning to nominate the current national security advisor, Mike Waltz, for UN ambassador. It has been discussed for a very long time, President Trump finally doing it. He signed an executive order ending taxpayer funding of NPR and PBS. Israel comes to the defense of the persecuted Druze religious minority in Syria. The Israeli military hitting a target near the presidential palace in Damascus. And just before the opening bell on Wall Street, Dow futures were up 457 points. More details, srnnews.com.
Hello, I am Italo Liberatore, owner and operator of Liberatore's Ristorante of Bel Air, inviting you to come and see us again and try some of our everyday and weekend specials made by our new chef, Cody. You love the new touch and the creation he brings to our dishes. Makes me hungry just thinking about it. See you soon. Visit us at the Liberatore's of Bel Air and online at Liberatore's.com. Liberatore's.com.
Why do so many people from far and wide, from neighboring states and counties, come to Jarvis Appliance to buy their new appliances? For the beautiful Jarvis Appliance showroom, fair and reasonable prices, and dependable service throughout the area on all appliances. So for your next refrigerator, microwave, oven, washer, dryer, or dishwasher, discover Jarvis Appliance for friendly prices, polite salespeople, and very reliable appliance service. Remember J-A-R-V-I-S, Jarvis Appliance in Jarrettsville, or visit Jarvis Appliance.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Royals in town for the first of three tonight. Dean Kramer takes the hill looking for his first quality start. Birds are 12-18, struggling to find their way as Kramer struggled to find the words after his last start against the Tigers.
Every night, box scores aren't going in our favor and tough to stay mentally engaged once things kind of start spiraling.
Wow, honesty. First pitch tonight, 7:05. Baltimore Blast owner Ed Hale making news this morning, not for his soccer team, but for his potential political ambitions. Hale saying he's close to launching a campaign for governor to challenge Wes Moore in the 2026 election. This according to the Baltimore Banner. Hale said he thinks Moore is distracted by his national ambitions and isn't doing a good enough job creating jobs and boosting the economy. Coming up in 30 minutes, CBS Sports says the Ravens are the best team in the AFC. And that is Stein on Sports.
Joe Hartman here, owner of Perry Hall Investment Group. Now is a great time to sell your unwanted property for top dollar with no commissions or fees. Call me today at 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200.
The high today should approach 87 with a mix of clouds and sunshine and winds out of the southwest. There may be a few scattered showers and thunderstorms popping up from this afternoon and through the evening hours, and then partly cloudy overnight with a low down to 64. The chance of rain will increase during the week, and a slow-moving front is going to result in showers and thunderstorms on Saturday. Tomorrow, the high near 86, a little bit cooler and still wet on Sunday to wrap up the weekend with some more showers and thunderstorms as the high temperature eventually hits the mid to upper 70s. I'm Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Our financial system is cracking under pressure. Your retirement is at risk. Take control now. Lear Capital is offering a free Sky High Silver Report and Precious Metals IRA guide at betternestegg.com. Don't leave your future to chance. Go to betternestegg.com.
The Sean Hannity Show.
Hunter lied on a gun application form. Wesley Snipes convicted three counts of tax evasion in 2008 for bilking Uncle Sam on taxes up to $15 million. IRS said he owed taxes. He was later sentenced to 3 years in prison. Remember the guy, Jersey Shore star Mike? Yeah. Anyway, 8 month sentence for skirting $2.3 million in taxes. Not Hunter.
Sean Hannity, weekdays 3 to 6 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
All right. Happy Friday. Happy Friday. Yes, we were listening to a clip from CNN. Look, texters are not happy about this. I understand. Timothy Wright said, he says, Cam, the more I hear Democrats speak, the more I'm convinced that they are just plain nuts. Yes, I am convinced of that as well. I really am. So there was a video that dropped yesterday that has been making its rounds of Kilmer Obrego Garcia. Like, you know, the more and more we find out about this guy, you would think that the Democrats would be like, you know what, let's just drop this. Let's just drop this. This guy has got way too much baggage. You know, when you have the protective orders from his wife, she was talking about him possibly being abusive to the kids. She said that, you know, allegedly he was abusive physically towards her. And we have to say alleged with all of these things, right? The Prince George's County Police Department alleged that they believed he was a MS-13 gang member. Like, there's so much going on here. And, of course, also on top of this, remember, he did seek asylum and his request was rejected by an immigration judge. And so you're looking at all these things and you're like, why are Democrats really, really trying to take this to the bank? I don't know. They're already in trouble. They know for a fact that, you know, Trump won the popular vote and the seven swing states because people wanted something done with immigration, illegal immigration. So why are you taking this to the bank? I just can't understand it. Well, here's something else I can't understand. Obrego Garcia was pulled over by police, and apparently he was in his boss's car. Now, he didn't say who his boss was, which I also noted, but he was in his boss's car traveling from Texas to Maryland. And in that car were illegal immigrants that clearly could not speak or understand English. And so as he was pulled over, of course, just like any officer, he asked for his license and registration, his insurance and all that good stuff. And Kilmer could not produce any of those items. Take a listen.
So where do y'all live at?
Where do I live in?
Mm-hmm.
I live in Maryland.
Maryland?
Yeah, Oxford.
Whose vehicle is it? Whose car is it?
It's to my boss.
Your boss. My boss.
Where's he live? Where's your boss live?
My boss right now is staying in Maryland, but he lives in Texas.
Okay.
Houston, Texas.
Have you got the proof of insurance?
Yeah, I don't know where to put it, my boss. Let me call.
So where are you guys coming from right now? Where are you coming from?
From San Luis. I work in San Luis. So right now, that place finished. So I go back, and I go back to the house in Maryland. Next week, I go maybe tonight with the other project.
I thought you was going to Missouri.
The next project, I told you, the next project next week is everybody going to Nashville.
All right. So Kilmer Abrego Garcia is the one speaking in that video, in that body cam footage, and he couldn't keep his story straight. Okay. Now, this clip is a lot longer. Obviously, he didn't play the whole thing, but it is circulating on social media everywhere. You could just actually type in Kilmer Abrego Garcia pulled over by police, and it'll pop up for you if you want to watch the entire clip. Like I said earlier, he could not find his license, obviously his insurance. He said it was his boss's car. Did not give his name, a name for the boss. He said his boss was staying in Maryland, but he was from Houston, Texas. I mean, the whole thing was insane, right? And so there are all these guys that are sitting in this car. So he's like searching through these papers, you know, pretending to look for any information, right? Any documentation. He clearly wasn't really looking at the documentation. You could see it in the video. But these guys are sitting there, and you can tell they look really nervous, right? The guy in the passenger seat, he's not making eye contact or looking at the officer at all. He was nervous. And then it came out later that all of those that were in that car were illegal immigrants. And so, of course, anybody looking at that would say, wow. So Kilmer Abrego Garcia, judging by that footage, is somehow involved in human smuggling. Because what else would you say that is? And the cop, if you heard there, asked him where they were coming from. And he said that there was some job or something down in Texas. So the whole thing is wild. And so now there's a lot of people wondering at that point, why did the officer let him go? Why did they let him go? Because if that were you or I, right? And we could not find any documentation. We didn't have a driver's license. I mean, just think about this. We had nothing. We couldn't give the officer even our name. Do you think that an officer would just let us go, continue to keep driving down the highway? No, I don't think so. And so in my view, and it didn't show it there, but in my view, the officer most likely went back to his cruiser and ran the tags. And that's probably when he found out whose vehicle it was. Again, we don't know. We're just going off of what Kilmer said, and that is that it's his boss's car. But I've said this plenty of times on this show, and I know you guys are probably tired of me saying it. But I still do not believe that we had all of those individuals coming across the southern border the past 4 years under Joe Biden and Secretary Mayorkas without people on the inside. Without people on the inside being involved. I believe there are people on the inside when it comes to DHS. I believe there are people on the inside when it came to Border Patrol. I believe there were people on the inside when it came to police officers across the country. I do believe that. I do. That's what I believe. This isn't on WCBM. It's not anything else. This is what Kim Klasicka believes. I believe that there were people within our government that were assisting these illegal immigrants coming into our country. I think that's why President Joe Biden was able to fly some of these planes, right? Because remember, Lincoln Riley's murderer, Don't forget, he was one of those illegal immigrants that ended up in New York City. He then went and said to whoever, you know, facilitates all these moves logistically, he said, oh, you know, I don't want to stay here anymore. They then put him on a flight, and he landed in Georgia. And not too long after that, he killed Lake and Riley, the nursing student. Okay? So to logistically get all of this done, right, whether you're flying illegals from Mission, Texas, or what have you, you have to have people on the inside that are allowing all of this to happen. They are working with the coyotes, they're working with the drug cartel, and when you're looking at the fact that Kilmer Abrego Garcia, he is one of over 200 people on a list that we are told that was not given proper due process and was not supposed to be deported. That's what we were told by the left, right? This is from Senator Chris Van Hollen's office. So now, when you think about that, where are the other 199 people? Why aren't they making all of this fuss for the other 199 people? What is so special about Kilmer Abrego Garcia? What's so special? Of course, here we're just, you know, taking wild guesses, right? But I believe that now a lot of this is making a lot more sense. Something else is going on here. And as Sean Casey pointed out during the morning drive tease, as I was sitting here with Sean and Bruce, and he was talking about some of the revelations from RFK Jr., talking about the health department and what was going on there. I think that there's a lot that has been going on behind the scenes. And I think the Democrat Party, the same reason why they were protesting as Doge was going through USAID, you know, the same reason that they're willing to get on a flight to El Salvador without even a meeting scheduled, not knowing what the outcome might be. They are going so hard on this. They are dying on this hill because they know what has been going on behind the scenes. Okay? And, of course, this is me just taking a wild guess. But there must be something very special about Kilmer Abrego Garcia for them to consistently go to bat for this guy, as you see protective orders. You see that now this body cam footage. You see all of these things, the Prince George's County Police Department files. You see all of these things that are coming out about this guy. Yet they haven't flinched. I do trust the Trump administration. I do trust DHS. I do trust Pam Bondi. I do trust those that are investigating all of this. I do trust that they're going to get to the bottom of it. And if I were Democrats, maybe some of those that don't know all that's going on behind the scenes, I would be careful what I wish for. Because this could open up a can of worms you don't want to be opened. This to me is bizarre. Pulling over an individual that could possibly be part of a human trafficking ring, and he's not driving his car. Right? I mean, how does he know that car is stolen? He's not driving his car, no driver's license, no insurance, no documentation whatsoever. The other guy sitting in the car, illegal. They don't have any documentation. They don't have any IDs. Nothing? And you just let him go? Interesting, isn't it? Interesting. If you want to weigh in on this, you can. 410-WCBM-680. 410-922-6680. I got a couple of text messages coming in. This is from Ken. Ken says, I strongly believe that criminal money from drugs is being used to assist and protect criminals. And that explains why Democrats are protecting them, because they are funded by criminals. You know, and Ken, this is the same thing. You know, we've talked in the past about safe streets and all the things that we have going on here in the Baltimore City region. That's how I feel about, you know, Baltimore City and Mayor Brandon Scott and, you know, all of those that were involved during former Marilyn Mosby's administration. The whole thing smells to the high heavens, right? It really does. It really does. And I think when you have people involved that are possibly MS-13 or the Black Guerrilla Family Gang and all those individuals, you aren't going to have people coming forward and snitching, because they know not only could they be killed, their family could be wiped out. These are very dangerous people that we're talking about. And yes, Ken, I feel the same way you do. I'd also heard, because we were, getting more information about what happened on Brooklyn Day. I know, you know, during the, was that Monday or Tuesday? We were talking about Tristan Jackson. Must have been Tuesday. Tristan Jackson, one of the guys that was at Brooklyn Day, fired his gun. again, 28 people were shot, 2 people killed during that. They still don't have a murderer behind bars. We were told that over 12 guns were fired. They still only arrested 3 people. The whole thing is bizarre, right? Safe Streets left before the shooting started. Then they came back the next morning. They're knocking on doors. And the whole thing is just wild, right? But I also found out after the fact, you know, going through this report, Tristan Jackson, who, you know, he was on an ankle monitor to begin with because he brought a gun to school. He was going to Merville High School. So he got in trouble for bringing that gun to school. But even before that, you might not have heard, but he actually had an internship with DJS. He had an internship with DJS with a juvenile criminal record. How is that? How is that? There's something obviously going on that we're not privy to. But this is why when people run for office and they say, you know what, it's time to get down to, you know, the bottom of what's going on, the corruption. We have to be done with the one-party mob rule. You're not going to find out any of those things when it comes to Safe Streets or what's going on in Baltimore County, Baltimore City, what have you, until, you know, voters decide that they don't want to just continue to vote blue no matter who. Now, how you convince them of that, I don't know. I don't know, right? We were talking yesterday to Cliff Maloney. He's coming to town on Tuesday with the Patriots Club. Maybe he'll tell us more about how to successfully lock doors and flip those voters because, you know, there's a lot going on. And we continue to pay taxes. We just saw in this last session, Democrats were just fine with raising taxes and fees. Why are we paying for this? Right? It's sad. It really, truly is. So I just wanted to bring that to you. Like I said, if you want to see that entire footage of Kilmer Abrego Garcia being pulled over by police, it is out there. It is absolutely everywhere. Like I said, just go to Google and type in Kilmer Garcia, you know, body cam footage, and it'll pop right up for you. It'll pop up. But please believe, and I know that many of you are hunting on it, please believe, this can't happen. What we saw at the southern border with Joe Biden, Mayorkas, this can't happen without people on the inside helping to facilitate all this. It just can't happen. It's impossible. Another text here from Andrea. Andrea says, the Democrats are holding onto Kilmer Garcia's story at all costs to increase chaos so they can stand back and say that the Trump administration is chaotic. That's definitely a piece of it, right, Andrea? It's definitely a piece of it. Let's see. Robert says, hi, Kim. Maybe it's not that they are getting help within the U.S., maybe it's the other way around. The traffickers are actually working for the government, which has gone over the rails. That's, you know what? That's another consideration there. For sure. For sure. Let's see. I've got from Marty here. This also speaks to why law enforcement is reluctant to enforce traffic laws. Driving on a suspended license is an arrestable offense. Did they track people in the car to see if they are being exploited? Don't forget, the boss, quote unquote, is a convicted human smuggler. The feds told them to let them go. Right, Marty, there's so much there, right? So much there. So much there. I don't know. I don't know what it's going to take to really blow the lid off of all this. Like I said, I do trust in the Trump administration. I know a lot of people have been, you know, going back and forth on Secretary Kristi Noem because they're like, wow, she's so vain. She's posting all these pictures and these videos with ICE. I also look at this. Now we know more about Kilmer Garcia, or Abrego Garcia, excuse me. Now we have that body cam footage. I wonder if Secretary Noem, is she's, you know, on the ride-alongs with ICE because she's trying to also figure out what's going on here and who could possibly be involved on the other side of things. Because you're going to have to keep a close eye on this, obviously. Obviously. Because something's happening, you know, besides criminals just getting, you know, away with things. Something's happening. Truly. All right, if you want to weigh in on this, you can. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. We'll talk more about this after the break. And then we'll get into Governor Wes Moore. And also, don't forget, I told you he's now 0-for-4. Did you hear about what's leaving next, taking thousands of jobs with it? Well, I'll tell you about that. Now, first, don't miss out on the memorial sale at Rescue Natural Supplements. It's going on now. With prices rising across the country, Rescue is rolling back pricing to the year 2010. Plus, you can enjoy their fantastic buy 2 bottles, get 1 free, and buy 3 bottles, get 2 free memorial deals. You got to stock up on your favorites. It is time to save big with Rescue rolling back prices and generous free bottle offers. Now, whether you're in need of a 1250 Omega 3S, cholesterol supporters, probiotics, or natural pain relief, everything, yes, everything is on sale. To order, call 800-26-ALIVE. That's 800-262-5483. And you can speak to a rescue product consultant. Now, you can also go online at res-q.com. That's res-q.com. You don't want to miss the opportunity for huge savings on over 50 rescue products to tackle your health goals. Remember, 2010 rollback prices and the memorial deals are going on now through May 29th. So go to res-q.com. Again, that's res-q.com today.
Your morning espresso starts right here. It's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
We have had on agents that for 15, 20 years, their whole job has been monitoring sex trafficking of children into our country. A report by Department of Homeland Security Inspector General's office found that 32,000 unaccompanied minors failed to show up for immigration court hearings from 2019 to 2024. Another 291,000 illegal immigrant children did not receive court notices. The report stated that those who do not appear for court are considered at higher risk for trafficking, exploitation, and forced labor. I mean, we have 350,000 kids in this country. There is evil. If you don't believe in evil, there's evil. You do this to a child, you're evil.
The Sean Hannity Show from coast to coast later today.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, don't get suckered into the same old free phone game by Big Wireless that comes with a lot of fine print, plus, 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 plus. Oh, in other words, you pay more, more, more. At the end of the day, you paid for that, quote, free phone three times over. There is a better way. Pure Talk, my cell phone provider, a veteran-owned company, my sponsor, my wireless company, has a much better offer. A free phone with a qualifying plan for just $35 a month, and you get a brand new Samsung Galaxy A26. Just make the switch to Pure Talk for $35 a month. You get unlimited talk, unlimited text, 15 gigs of data with mobile hotspot and roaming, all on America's most dependable 5G network. Just dial #250, say the keyword save now, and Pure Talk's U.S. customer service team will help you make the switch in as little as 10 minutes. Again, #250, keyword save now. Get your free Samsung Galaxy with a qualifying plan when you switch to Pure Talk. Wireless by Americans for Americans.
Grocery prices are still through the roof. Natural disasters are still devastating, and supply chains are still fragile. That's why millions of Americans are turning to My Patriot Supply, the country's most trusted preparedness company. Right now, they're offering $200 off their best-selling three-month emergency food kit. This kit feeds one adult 2,000 calories a day for three full months. It's packed in sturdy, long-lasting containers with a 25-year shelf life. And best of all, it ships fast and free. But this special offer is only available for a limited time. My Patriot Supply rarely offers discounts this steep, so if there is ever a time to get prepared, this is it. Get ahead of the next crisis. Whether it's a natural disaster, supply chain disruption, or something bigger, you'll be glad you took action. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to claim your $200 discount. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Again, MyPatriotSupply.com. Stock up on peace of mind today.
Hear the news, then talk about it at the top and bottom of every hour throughout the day. Breaking news, stimulating talk, only on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, we're wrapping up the conversation here with Kilmar Orrego Garcia. I'm sure we'll talk about it next week, even though I don't want to. But we'll have to talk about it because now that this video cam or video footage from the body cam from a police officer that pulled Kilmar over on his trip from Texas to Maryland, I'm sure there's going to be a lot of people digging into why he was let go without a driver's license, insurance, and driving someone else's car. I've got Sharon in Pikesville. Sharon, did you want to weigh in?
I certainly did. Good morning, Kim, our beautiful mega princess.
Thank you.
Still with us.
Thank you.
We are so grateful to have you. Yeah, I just want to say, first of all, I have to correct you. His full name is Kilmar Armando Orrego Garcia.
Oh.
And I know this because the media has been filling us in on all these lovely details about this man. He's a Maryland man and a father. At this point, we know more about him than we know about Martin Luther King.
Yeah.
And it's ridiculous. And by the way, I want to weigh in on our lovely United States Senator, Chris Van Hollen, who is a globalist goofball that went on a fool's errand to rescue this guy out of prison. Do we not have men in prison in Maryland who might be in conditions that need help, that need assistance, that need advocacy? But he had to go all the way to El Salvador to bring a heinous wife-beating criminal to smuggle him back into the country?
Yeah.
This is crazy.
Yeah.
This is absolutely crazy. And if you need any more proof that these people that we elected, and I include Westmore in that, I include the young lady from Prince George's County in that, that they don't give two shakes about you, all you have to look at is the rescuing of Kilmar Armando or Brego Garcia. They
yeah.
should all be turfed out the next election.
Amen.
And I hope we can elect you to something, Kim. As long as you're alive, I'm going to write you in whether you run or not, okay? So stay tuned. You might actually be the person. We might enough of us might write you in where you might get it. So
thank you, Sharon. I appreciate that.
We love you.
Love you too. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Have a great weekend. And she hit the nail on the head there. I mean, gosh. And that is what it comes down to. It really is. I mean, Democrats, they're dying on this hill. And they're going to wish that they hadn't. Because the more and more information we find out, the more and more people are digging into this. I guarantee you there are reporters all over this trying to figure out exactly who that officer was, why he decided to let Kilmar Armando Obrego Garcia go. And they're going to get to the bottom of it by Monday. So we're going to find out more. We truly are. All right, coming up next, I do have an email here from Liz. She was talking about her daughter. I'm going to read you this email because she got pulled over once and her license wasn't in good standing. I'll tell you what Liz said that her daughter went through. But also, we're going to talk about Governor Westmore. He was on The View yesterday. Got a very warm welcome. I was jealous. I wish Joy Behar would look at me the way she looked at Westmore. She was in love. She was in love. We'll talk about that and so much more coming up next.
Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing imbalance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates